that mom tell you what happened to me in the good old days? You couldn't do nothing you wanted to do. And you better not open your mouth. If you did, they'd knock your brains out. They hit my brother in his mouth so much with a backhanded lick until his lips is way down here. Looked like he got on a turtleneck sweater.
That was the voice of the great Moms Mabley, who was born on this day in 1894. She was a groundbreaking actress, born on this day, March 19th, 1894, a groundbreaking actress and comedian who was openly gay, just one of the funniest and most brilliant people, really, who broke many barriers. Many people of a certain age grew up with that voice and that comedy, and many of the great comics today look back to her and thank her for the ground she broke as a comedian. So she was born this day, March the 19th. This is a day also, really interestingly, in 1619. We know we're coming up upon the year of 2019, which will be 400 years after the first African-Americans were brought to the shores of America as slaves. And on this day in 1619, William Tucker was the first African-American child to be born here in this hemisphere, in this country, I should say, in Jamestown, Virginia, supposed to have lived to 108 years old, but he was born on this day. On this day, we could use more congressmen like this. It was a congressman named Thaddeus Stevens. He was one of the radical Republicans back in the 1850s and 60s who pushed for the end of slavery for a long time. But on this day, he created the Second Confiscation Act of July, 1861. And what it did was, this particular act said that all land confiscated from rebel forces will be turned over to freedmen. And this act was a huge battle in Congress. They passed it, they defeated it, and pushed it back. But this is the kind of fight that people like that actually participated in. And if you were getting ready for all this daylight savings time we're having, was on this day in 1918, the Congress actually established our time zones and created this thing that we have called daylight savings time. Didn't exist before that. Langston Hughes created an incredibly new theater called the Negro Theater. It founded in L.A. in 1939. This theater was something he created to create folk theater out of incredible plays they produced in L.A. Began on this day in 1939. And this day in 1941, the Tuskegee Airmen, the 99th Pursuit Squadron, the first all-black unit of the Army Air Corps, is activated on this day in 1941. And this is a day where, for some, you know, it depends on your perspective on history and who we are as a people. But on this day in 2003, then-President George W. Bush got on television, addressed the nation, and said Operation Iraqi Freedom had begun. And the war in Iraq started on this day in 2003. Led with his launch of his cruise missiles, precision-guided bombs aimed at Saddam Hussein, and the war begins on this day in 2003. On this day in 2008, the day that Fidel Castro resigned as the leader of Cuba, and turned this power over to his brother Raul, and Cuba now is in the midst of an incredible transition. So very quickly, we'll finish this up. This is a day that, you know, remember the name Wyatt Earp? Well, born on this day in 1848. Arthur Balfour, 1930, died on this day. The Balfour Declaration that is part of what partitioned what we know now as the Holy Land. On this day in 2008, Arthur Clarke, the great British author and science fiction writer, passed away, 2008. That's this day, March 19th. We'll take a very brief break, come back with Tyrone West Family. Stay with us. Do not go away.